Hello everyone, I'm your host Sylvia Fortunato and you are listening to Sylvie Talks Soul. On this podcast, you will be able to find a safe and welcoming space where you can learn and listen to my tips and tricks on how to navigate through life with love, sympathy, compassion, harmony, vulnerability, kindness, and last but not least, consciousness. Beautiful people, welcome back to another episode of Sylvie Talks Soul. I missed you guys so much. I know it's been a while. It's been about a month now, but you know, a girl had to do what a girl had to do, and we're gonna get into that a little bit later. But I want to start off this episode by thanking you guys so much, even without posting any episode for the past 4 weeks. Y'all were riding with me, okay? Y'all were listening to my past stuff, and y'all were really just still engaging with my podcast, even though that I didn't post anything new recently. And I want to thank you guys so much. I want to tell you that you are highly appreciated. I do see you out there, and I do see the support. It does not go unnoticed. So thank you. I really, truly appreciate you. I appreciate every single one of you ride or diers. Like, y'all are with me, okay? I don't even know if that was a word, ride or diers. Well, it just gonna be a word today. Anyways, yes, thank you so much. This past few months have been quite of a journey for me, and especially the past 30 days have been a challenging in results of that entire journey. So that's why I needed to, you know, take some time off, just, you know, regroup myself, readjust myself. A lot of things happened, and it's okay to take a break. It's okay to take a step back. I talk about it on my podcast. I talked about it on my previous episodes. So I have to be about it. Everything that I talk here, I am about it. You already know all my episodes come from personal experiences, and this one is not different. This one is just another experience that I have to share with you guys. And I like to record every single episode according to the stage that I am in my life. And it really didn't make sense for me to sit here over the past few weeks, because I wasn't really feeling like I had anything of value to share. And obviously that came from a state of mind that I was on, because you always have something value to share. Like, your experience is valid, and it has value. Everything that you go through in your life has amazing value to it. But because of the state that our mind is in at that time, we can't really see that, and we become just like overshadowed with the negative, and we just look around and we can't put value in anything that we are going through. But I'm just here to tell you that no matter what stage that you are in your life right now, it has value, okay? It's important, and it's either preparing you for something bigger, or it's either trying to heal you for something that you are going through, that you have been going through in the past, and you still need some healing from. So yeah, this is my message of encouragement to you today, because I was going through this over the past few weeks. I really couldn't see any value of anything that was going through in my life. So I really didn't see a reason for me to sit here and speak to you guys, because I really didn't think it was worth it. And it's crazy, because I'm sitting here today and I just even saying this out loud, it really does not make sense, because every single episode that I come here and I talk about, you know, with you guys, it comes and it's natural, and it's something that is happening at that time. And for some reason, I couldn't see I couldn't see myself doing that over the past few weeks. I don't know why. It was a really, really tough decision even for me to step down from the podcast for so long, because this was something that I said to myself that I was never going to do. I was going to stay consistent no matter what. You know, there's always something to be said, and there's always someone out there that needs a message, that needs to hear something, and you never know who that person might be. So just even when you think that you don't have anything to share, you always have something. And this was a mindset that I put in my head when I started my podcast, because I really wanted this to be my baby, and I wanted to take care of it with the utmost respect and care and dedication that was possible. But of course, you know, that's that is all cute and that is all amazing, but in reality, there are going to be a few moments and a few seasons that you are not going to be so, you know, so prone to that consistency, so prone to that openness and transparency. And that is exactly what happened. I just went through a season like that, a season of me not seeing worth, like I just said, me not seeing value, me not seeing myself for what I am worth. I was going through just some things, you know, nothing really crazy. It was just the season was changing. You know, I received a lot of blessings. Thank you, universe. Thank you, God. And if you listen to my previous episode, you hear me talking about being ready to receive the blessings, you know, being open to receive the blessings, just being at peace when receiving the blessings. And this is what happened to me. You know, I thought that I was ready. I thought that I was at peace. And it's crazy because we're never really ready. I know I say that, and I know I hear that all the time, but every time it happens, I see, experiencing it, it's crazy every single time. And we're never really ready. And that is really crazy, because we really think that just because we do, you know, our meditation, our exercises, our, you know, breathing techniques, and we read and we are at peace with ourselves and we let go and we surrender and, you know, we relax and we enjoy the present moment and all of these amazing things that we practice every single day. It's still going to lead us to a little bit of trouble, and it's okay. It's just a way that you manage when the trouble comes. And I think that is the growth part that I see in me right now, is that the way that I handle certain situations, like I don't panic anymore. I just, you know, let life live, basically. And I do everything in my power to make the situation better. And if that doesn't help, I just consciously move on. And I don't let that energy and that vibration to bring me down. Or at least I try not to, because this was something that was happening to me over the past 4 weeks. I was engaging, you know, in some low vibrational activities. Let's just say that. Nothing crazy, y'all. Really, like, nothing crazy. I wasn't doing drugs. Don't worry about it. When I say that, is that, like, I just fell into old habits. You know, I stopped doing things that make my body feel good. I stopped eating healthy for a couple of weeks. I didn't work out as much for a couple of weeks. So I just started to let go of the things that made me feel good. And I let my ego take care of certain situations. So obviously it's different now, because I am fully aware of this and I'm fully aware of it happening. So I have the ability to acknowledge it and overcome it. And that is the stage that I am right now. I am finally acknowledging everything that I went through, and I'm acknowledging that my ego took over that. And okay, I see it. I know what you did. Now it's time to move on. And that's the stage that I am right now. But to sum it up, really, to sum it up, that was what was going on. You know, I was going through a series of situations. I changed jobs. And I'm really happy that I did, because this was something that I was manifesting into my life. Like, I really wanted to get a different job, and I got it, which is amazing. I got two jobs now. And I love, like, the fact that I managed to get these two jobs at the time that I did, because it was something that I wasn't really expecting. And when it came, I was like, all right, I'll take it. Like, I'm good. I ain't got nothing but time. So yes, I'll say yes to both of you. And I am managing to do both. And it's good. It's great. It's just everything just happened at the same time. You know, I got a new job, and then I had other personal issues that I had to take care of. And then everything just starts to pile up. And one thing that I started doing was I started, like, put off the things that required peace. Because I became so stressed just trying to make the deadlines that I had to make with everything that was on my schedule. Because aside from, you know, me getting just like regular jobs, I am a freelancer on the side. So I have my own personal gigs. So I just had everything coming at me at once. And instead of me just putting everything down in, like, on the table, and at the same time taking time for myself in order to be healthy and spiritually aligned and mentally stable so I can tackle all of this, I did the opposite. I just prioritized, like, okay, I got to do this job. I got to make this deadline. I got to, you know, submit this work. And I didn't even realize that I was putting off my mental health. My peace. I was really not taking care of anything. I was just so focused in getting things done. Then it just became completely chaotic, because it got to a point where I even got sick, and then I had to go, like, through a crazy treatment with a bunch of antibiotics. So my body shut down, literally. And this is why I say it's so important to listen to the little signs of your body. Sometimes you wake up in the morning and your back hurts, and you're like, you know, I'm just 30, you know, this is something that happens. My back's gonna hurt. No, listen to that. Sometimes it's like you eat some type of food and your stomach is literally screaming at you, like, don't feed me this. Like, I will literally kill you if you feed me this. Like, I cannot take it. And you just keep putting that stuff in your body. And this is the same with physical pain, with not, well, of course, like a stomach ache is a physical pain, but you know what I mean? Like a muscle pain more so. Let me just say this. This is exactly the same. Like, listen to your body, because your body will shut down on you. If you don't listen to it, your body will shut down on you. And sometimes it might not even be a physical thing. Like, to me, I was physically okay. Like, I didn't feel pain anywhere. I just got sick, like, just like that, you know? Like, I woke up and I got super sick. And that was my thing. Like, what the fuck is going on? You know, like, why am I getting sick? Like, this is not, I didn't sign up for this. What is happening? And this was a result of me not listening to my body. This was a result of just me trying to produce and deliver, and forgetting, you know, the creator, forgetting myself, forgetting the flesh, forgetting the soul, forgetting to nurture my soul. And it's so easy to go down a road like that. It really is so easy. So it's important for us to not forget to stay grounded, stay present, and really remember to put your mental health first, to put your vibration first, your energy first. Remember who you are first, so you can be at your best capacity to deliver. Don't do the same mistake that I did, okay? I was just so focused in delivering because I thought that I was so ready, because I thought that, all right, you know, this is the moment. I've been waiting for this. You know, I've been working so hard for this. And now the universe is, you know, giving me what I deserve. I am ready. And then I just tackled it with everything. And I just forgot about all the work that took me to that place. So I think that might be the message for today. This is just a quick recap of why I have been gone and what's been happening. I'm doing much better now. I'm slowly, you know, going back on track with everything I need to align my spirit and my vibration and to put my soul at a place where I know it's amazing because I've been there. So I am slowly, you know, going back there, respecting myself, giving myself the time, being patient with myself, you know, being caring with myself and being understanding, because this is also very important. You know, don't blame yourself too much. Treat your body right. Like treat your inner child right, you know, even if you made a mistake, like just say to yourself, like, it's okay, you know, it's going to get better tomorrow. You didn't mean to do this today, but you acknowledge it, you see it happening, but you're going to be a different person tomorrow. You're going to change tomorrow. So it's important to encourage your mind and have these positive affirmations coming out of your mouth so you can, you know, manifest it into real life. Be vocal about it so you can bring these good vibrations and this good energy back around you, so you are able to accomplish everything that you need to accomplish in order to vibrate high as you can, as you can actually. And yeah, you guys, that's it. A lot has been happening, like I just mentioned. I also want to say that don't forget, going back to the first episode, I don't know if you remember, but my little intro to this podcast was I think that the very first episode, it's called Celebrate Small Victories. And I know that during these times when you are going through stuff like that, you really can't see the victories that you are doing, you are making, you are accomplishing, because you're just, like I said before, you overshadowed with all the darkness and all the negativity that is going on around you. But I want to take this time to really remind you that sit down, you know, whenever you are going through chaos, find some time to sit down and look around you and find things that make you feel accomplished. I'm pretty sure you're going to find something. Just look around. And if you can't find something at a first glance, just think of yourself how you were like 2, 3, 4 years ago and look at yourself right now. I guarantee you there is some growth there. I guarantee you there are some stuff there that was not there a couple of years ago. So I say all of that to say this. Thank you. Thank you so, so much. This podcast has reached 1,000 plays, and I cannot tell you how grateful I am for this, because when I started this podcast, I did not believe ever, I could not even fathom the idea that people would even sit down to listen to whatever I got to say, let alone have this podcast play 1,000 times. And I know that for some people that might not be a lot, but is a mark that for me, it means really, really, it means so much. I'm even getting emotional, y'all, because this podcast marks a time in my life where I took that step, where I got my spiritual awakening, where I just learned to explore myself a lot more and being able to sit down and just share that information with you guys means so much. So when I saw that, that 1,000 play mark, I cried. I cried. And it happened in the middle of my chaotic month. And all I could do was cry. I couldn't even like celebrate. You know, I mean, I was happy, but at the same time, I had so many things going on that I was like, eh. So I kind of like brushed it off a little bit, but no, I'm not going to do that. So thank you again. Thank you so, so much. This mark is not only mine, is yours as well. And I could not be doing this without you. So thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for keeping, you know, keeping up with me and coming back, because I see the consistency in the numbers and I see the consistency in the people that are coming. So thank you so much. It really, truly means a lot. I also want to say that I want to give a big shout out actually to the podcast community that is so, so supporting. I mean, I don't know about about other communities out there, but I really want to give a big shout out to the podcast community, especially the self-help, self-healing, spiritual, you know, all of this, the self community, the self-growth, the soul community, the spiritual community, we are so supportive of each other. And I think it's because we all understand what it takes. And we all understand how important it is to go through all of this process, and we all understand the journey. And we all understand how important it is to support each other throughout the journey so we can keep going. Because we've all been there. And we know exactly how it is to have those days. And we know exactly how it is to be the ones to get up every single day and do it regardless of whatever is going on. So once again, a big, big, big shout out to my community, because you guys are amazing. And I could not do this without you. So thank you so much again. And y'all, if you are listening to this podcast, go to my Instagram page, go to the people I follow, and just take a look and really like support those people, because they are amazing. They interact, they ask me questions, they listen to my podcast, and they are real. They're real people living a real life and going through a real life experience. So if you also need, you know, some inspiration and some other type of guidance, go to those people. Really, I only follow the dopest of the dope. So you need to go out there and really take a look at some of those pages, because I promise you, it will help you on your journey. It will inspire you in your career, whatever you are right now. And you need something sometimes to help you stay grounded and to help you understand certain things. There's a bunch of information out there. There's a bunch of people I follow that give me different types of insight for whatever I'm going through in my life. So this is a tip. If you don't follow my Instagram yet, I don't know what you're doing. Go ahead on @SylvieTalkSoul and follow me. And once again, go check out those people. You won't be disappointed. I promise you. So yeah, that's it, you guys. That's it for today. Once again, I want to say thank you. I know I say it a lot, but I truly mean it from the bottom of my heart. Because I mean it. Again, there's no reason. I'm really grateful to have you all here. And I'm grateful to be back. I missed it. I really missed it. Like taking out my mic today and just recording this podcast and really speaking from my heart. It's amazing. And it just shows me how much I love this and how much I missed it. And I'm so happy to be back. So Stay tuned. This is also a new season, so stay tuned. I got some nice and some cool stuff coming up. We're going to have some interviews this season. I know I had a few interviews, I think two seasons ago, I had a few interviews. I'm coming back with a few more, so stay tuned for that. It's going to be excited. I'm going to bring you some amazing guests to have some down-to-earth conversations. It's a different time. Now that I think about it, all those interviews that I had, I was so different. I mean, I wasn't different, but I was going through a different stage in my life. And now I feel like a completely different person, to be honest. So I'm really excited to see how it's going to be, to talk to those people being at the place that I am right now. I think it's going to be an exciting journey, bringing some people aboard and discussing a few topics that have been on my mind lately. All right, I'm gonna stop talking. And once again, thank you so much for being here today. You already know where to find this podcast. It's available on Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts. And I will see you on my next one. Bye.